What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So, while you're listening to Nick and Reader, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
Brood 5, it's Fox FM, Wednesday morning, Nick and Reader hanging out with you. And Reader, I gotta tell you a story, because this, I wanna mess with you in a second, but I gotta, I gotta set it up first, because this is a weird one. I've been building model kits as like a hobby during quarantine, and I'm getting to the point where I'm starting to paint them. I'm looking at buying an airbrush and mixing paint and stuff. So I went yesterday to a hardware store just to grab some swatches of paint, and I noticed something about the paint swatches I grabbed. It may be just the manufacturing thing, but their names are ridiculous. Have you ever seen names of paint colors?
Probably just kind of basic ones, you know, like ivory white.
Yeah, or like eggshell, stuff like
cloud that. White, and you know, things like that.
It gets so much weirder. And
really?
Yeah, so I picked five of them that I wanted to see if you can guess what color they are based off of their name. Do you think you can do that?
I'll give it a go.
All right. Okay, your first one. You got to tell me what color this is. Just a Fairy Tale. This is an actual paint swatch I have.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, Just a Fairy Tale. What color is that?
Pink.
Oh, it's purple. Yeah. How about this one? Sweet and Sour.
I'm going to think like an orange.
It's yellow.
Really?
It's like a bright yellow. Sweet and Sour. Where did that come from? 110 miles per hour. This is the name of the paint. I'm not even kidding.
Light blue.
Red. Bright red. Like race car red. I thought that you'd be like, oh, Ferraris.
What? Maybe. Okay.
Summer Dragonfly.
Like a blue-green.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a teal, yeah. And finally, Touch of Class. What color is Touch of Class?
Like rose red.
It is brown. It is like a dark brown.
I was going to say either that or like an oaky brown. Yeah.
I want to know who's the person that gets to name all these paints, because like, that's insane. Like, have you ever showed up to a hardware store and you wanted Just a Fairy Tale, but you ended up going 110 miles per hour on your bedroom walls?
Trying to outrun dragonflies.
Well, you went 1 for 5, and that's honorable.
You got one, yeah.
How many did you get right? You can call or text 306-783-3699.
Be safe, wear a mask.
Not like Nick and Reader, though. Halloween masks are not appropriate. More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Scott Hellman with a charming song about what it's like to work in a vacuum cleaner store. It's Everything Sucks. More hits, more favorites. Fox FM, Nick and Reader with you on a Wednesday morning. And Reader, I was reading yesterday this article about people who have died because they've eaten too much. That like literally eaten themselves to death. And it got me thinking about food challenges. This is going to be a little bit grim, but we're turning it around here. I want to ask you, because I don't want to paint you with a brush, but you like food, and I like food.
I do enjoy it.
Have you ever done a food challenge? Like gone to a restaurant and done one of those things where you've eaten something and got your picture on the wall?
You know what? I've never done it.
Okay.
I've never really made a serious attempt at any kind of big eating challenge. I know there has been in the past the odd local place that has had those kind of challenges, but I've never partook. Partaken. I don't know what the word is.
Well, you may be surprised to find out that I have taken one of those challenges.
Really?
Yeah. This was when I was in university because at the U of S, at Louis Pub, they do. I don't know if they still do this. I haven't gone to university in a decade, but they had the Excalaburger, is what they call it. It was a 1 pound burger, and instead of buns, it had 2 grilled cheese sandwiches.
Okay.
And my friends and I had polished them off, no problem. I had a poutine with mine as well, too. And then, yeah, you got your name on the Facebook page at the time, too.
Okay. But
yeah, I'm surprised that you have never done an eating challenge because, I mean, like I said, I don't want to paint you with a brush, but. You like your food.
I feel like I have to mentally prepare for something like that.
There really is a lot of preparation that goes involved with
my reference for the eating competitions is John Candy in The Great Outdoors.
Ooh, okay.
Where they go to the restaurant and there's the giant steak.
Mm.
And he polishes it off and he thinks, all right, I've finished this off. And they're like, no. He said, what? All that's left is gristle and bone. And the challenge continues.
Okay, that's, because I guess that's, I think if it's an American thing. I don't know. I don't want to sound like I'm, you know, painting a line here or something. But yeah, you always see like in Texas or at state fairs and stuff, they have these giant, like a steak the size of a toilet seat.
Yeah.
And if you eat it, you get your Polaroid on the wall of the restaurant. I was like, we got to find one for you, you know? We got to find somewhere in the region. If you're at home right now going, hey, our restaurant does one of those challenges, or if you're a restaurant in the listening area and do something like that, we would certainly love to be a part of that.
Yeah.
Let us know. Call or text 306-783-3699. I can't believe that out of you and I mean, this is going to make me sound a little mean, but I'm the one that did the eating challenge, not you.
Yeah.
Oh, we got to get you on that. I want to get some t-shirts and our pictures on the wall of restaurants.
Dare to dream.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So, while you're listening to Nick and Reader, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
Justin Bieber and Quavo, Fox FM, more hits, more favorites with Nick and Reader here. Earlier this hour, we were talking about food challenges and stuff like that. Well, I mean, you don't have to eat the pizza that you win on Pizza Monday as fast as possible, but... have you ever had, this isn't a food challenge, but I've done this a lot, many times before. I just eat a large pizza by yourself.
Oh, I've done that.
I've done that so many times. I did that like 2 weeks ago after my parents left and they were visiting.
When I'm feeling good, when I'm feeling sad, I can eat a large pizza anytime.
Somebody should come up with a contest. Like, we should talk to Domino's and see if they'll do a contest to eat a large pizza between you and I, who could eat one the fastest. And then we can get our name on the wall.
Just as long as there's someone here to perform a Heimlich if necessary.
Yeah. Well, of course, if you win a pizza on Pizza Monday, you don't have to eat it as fast as possible, but it is a medium two-topping pan pizza from Domino's in Yorkton. If you want to win, all you need to do is listen every Monday for that keyword to text in. Couldn't be any more simple. Text in the keyword, get your confirmation, and then just sit back, put your feet up, and wait until you get a free pizza.
Easy peasy.
Easy peasy. Big shout-outs to our pals at Domino's in Yorkton for hooking us up. We're giving a pizza we're giving away a pizza every single Monday for the whole year. Mm-hmm. So listen for that keyword to text in Monday morning.
Fox FM's Nick and Reader. Favorite morning show of the 6 people still driving to work. More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Good morning. It's 6:18 in Saskatchewan, 7:18 in Manitoba. Sentencing's been handed down to a 38-year-old Punishai District man charged following a December 10th vehicle theft in Regina. George Longman, who was in custody on those charges and separate counts out of Saskatoon, appeared in the Bridge City on Monday, pleading guilty to several charges and receiving another 90 days in jail, followed by 1 year of probation and a 3-year driving ban. 3 people arrested in January in connection with illegal tobacco sales at a business in Pelly have had another court appearance. 71-year-old Brian Clough, 25-year-old Brittany Clough, and 25-year-old Andrew Popoff had their matters heard in Yorkton yesterday, where they were adjourned until September 22nd in CAMSAC. And the Saskatchewan NDP is calling for urgent action to formulate a plan for substitute teachers and education assistants. Opposition education critic Carla Beck says substitutes and casual staff don't get paid sick leave, meaning that if they contract the virus or if they have to self-isolate due to possible exposure at school, they have no money coming in. In sports, Major League Baseball, Boston Red Sox down the Toronto Blue Jays 9-7. It was the opener of a three-game home set for the Jays in Buffalo. One other Major League note is Lucas Giolito threw the season's first no-hitter as his Chicago White Sox down the Pittsburgh Pirates 4-0. Giolito struck out 13 and walked just one batter in the victory, so he was this close to a perfect game. Fox forecast. Today, mainly sunny with a slight chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly south of Yorkton. High of 23. Partly cloudy tonight, low of 12. Tomorrow, partly sunny and windy with a 40% chance of late afternoon showers and thunderstorms, a 60% chance in the evening, and a 40% chance overnight before clearing off. High of 25. Friday, sunny and windy, high of 20. Saturday, mainly sunny and windy, high 25. And Sunday, partly sunny with a 40% chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms, high of 25 degrees. Around the region, 10 in Broadview-Mooseman, 11 in Roblin, 12 in Russell, Wynyard, Wadena, Kelvington, 14 in Swan River. Mainly sunny over Yorkton, Melville right now, west-northwest wind at 9K. The RH is 99%. The temperature is 9 degrees. I'm Reader. That's Fox FM News.
Catch Nick and Reader Monday to Friday mornings on Fox FM. I like that.